Now's the time to upgrade to a new Ram truck. With unrivaled Hemi V8 power and a max brake towing capacity of up to 4.5 tonnes. With quick delivery available right now, you can get behind the wheel of a new Ram faster than ever. Stocks are limited, so see your Ram dealer or visit ramtrucks.com.au today. Ram eats everything else for breakfast. Stock and delivery times vary by model and dealer.
Welcome back to Wide World of Sports. Adam Papalia with you through until 7 o'clock. And the West Coast Eagles, of course, ramping up for taking on the Adelaide Crows on Saturday. You'll be able to hear it live right here on 882 6PR from midday. We'll have Mark Reddings, Brad Hardy, Glenn Jakovich in place to call all of the action. And I think there'll be a few ears listening to the radio coverage and people watching along at home to see how West Coast do go after, I guess you can't read too much into the match, Sim, but maybe a slightly disappointing start up against Freo. They'll be looking to put their best foot forward. And Brady Hoff's certainly one of those players who's looking to take more big steps in season 2024, and he's been good enough to join me now. Brady, thanks so much for your time. It must be good to actually now be playing against some other opposition, even though it is still only the preseason.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. You know, we've been working so hard in the preseason, but it's a bit of a different feeling playing against your teammates. So to be able to go up against, some real opposition, it was good to get a look at Freo last week, and then we're ready for Adelaide this week and hopefully can build into the round one. So, yeah, we're excited.
Have you really noticed a step up this pre-season compared to previous ones?
I think so, yeah. I think it was just more of a... We've been doing a lot more match sim, which is just getting us game ready. So it was a big step up in that sense, and I feel like the group's a lot more prepared to take on this year.
How did the review go of the match sim against Fremantle? What was the sort of message coming through from Adam Simpson?
Yeah, obviously it was disappointing. Like we didn't get the win, and that's what we're chasing. We want to win games. So, there were some good stages. I thought we brought the good pressure and we were good in the contest at some stages, but we just weren't consistent and get across the four quarters. So that's what we're chasing. We just want to be consistent. But there was things we reviewed and we're happy with, and that's what we've been chasing. So we had our opportunities. We couldn't kick straight in front of goals. That would have helped. And I think our fundamentals just let us down a little bit. So we'll clean that up for Adelaide. And yeah, we're excited for another challenge.
Yeah, plenty of scoring shots. So I guess getting opportunities is a pleasing sign. The work in the contest is something that West Coast has spoken about right across this off season. How have you sort of trained that, I guess, and how do you improve in that area? Because we're talking not necessarily just at stoppages, but it's all those sort of 50-50 one-on-one things around the ground.
Yeah, exactly right. Like you said, then just getting a lot of 1v1 work in as defenders. That's been the main thing for us, but we've just done a lot of drills where we've put restrictions on them and made the ground really tight. So it's a really small, congested game, and that's what we're working on. So we want to be good in those tight situations in the contest and be able to get it out and get a composed possession would be nice from there. So we've been working really hard at it, and yeah, we'll look to bring it against Adelaide.
For you personally, obviously a lot more one-on-one work because it looks like you settled into the defence there and probably having to play a bit taller too with some of the injuries that you've got. How have you found that given, I think when you came into the system, West Coast weren't quite sure if you were a midfielder, a halfback, a wing, or where you were actually going to fit into your best spot?
Yeah, absolutely. I've played across the wing and halfback in my first 2 years and now starting to play, like you said, a bit deeper down back and on some taller forwards. So yeah, I think it's just to have that versatility, be able to play on the taller forwards and the smaller forwards is going to be good for me in the future. But I've been learning a lot from, you know, Gov and TB and just trying to get my body ready and get some tips off them to be able to defend some taller forwards. So that's been good and excited for the challenge if that's to come.
You've been able to put a bit of size on and get your body ready, as you said. How difficult has that been for you? I mean, some players can put muscle on really quickly. Others, it takes a fair bit of work to get it done.
Yeah, it's taken a bit of work, but I think just being in such a professional environment has really helped me out. You know, I'm really all around, like the nutrition and how many times I need to be working out throughout the week. So You know, the club's helped me out so much in that aspect, and I've been working hard. So, yeah, it's come on, and I think my first year is where I've made a big jump in my weight, and now it's just a gradual build. So I'm getting towards the weight where I'm really confident and happy to go out there at. So, yeah, it's been great.
Is there anything terrible with the nutrition side of things that you have to do to try to put that muscle on? You know, is it having 10 egg whites in one sitting or anything like that, like you see in the old boxing movies?
No, it's not too bad. It's pretty good for me. I can, you know, I don't have anything that I really need to watch out for too much just because I'm trying to put on weight. I think it's harder when you're trying to lose weight or you don't want to put on weight. So having the goal to put on weight is not too hard.
You played on Jai Amos in the match against Freo last week, and he was held goalless in the first half, then bobbed up with three in the third quarter. You would have come across him a fair bit playing down in the southwest, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I've obviously played with him in the state 18s and things like that, and across the Waffle. But I don't actually think we versed in the southwest league. So I hadn't had too much, you know, I hadn't had too much experience playing on him, but I knew he was a great player, and I think he's put on some size as well. So it was a great challenge for me. And, yeah, he did kick a few in the second half, which was a little bit frustrating, but I learned a lot from it. And, yeah, he's a great, great young player.
He's pretty crafty. You're going to come up against some pretty big forwards. We don't have the teams yet, obviously, but Adelaide, the number one scoring team in the competition, they come at you pretty hard, and they've got some big bodies down there. When you think of Darcy Fogarty, Taylor Walker, who had a great season, and from all reports, Riley Filthorpe's really having a great preseason too. So they've got a lot of presence down there and some really tall guys that you'll have to try to stop.
Yeah, absolutely. They have a good mixture in their forward line. They also have the dangerous small forwards in Rankin and Rochelle. So, yeah, they are a very dangerous forward line. And but I think we'll be able to match it with them. I think we have quite a strong back line and we're very connected back line. So we'll do what we have to with the matchups. We'll see. I think Gov's a test in the next couple of days of whether or not he'll play. So if we get him back, you know, Jamo played a great game down back against the Dockers. So we'll work through the matchups, and yeah, we're confident we'll be able to put in a strong showing.
Good to see Liam Ryan doing a fair bit of work at training.
Yeah, it's awesome, you know, to have Liam back in some training and in some match sim, you know, and also you got Jai Cully and a few other boys, Zane True, that are pretty close to returning from some serious injuries. So yeah, it's great. It's great for them boys, and it's really exciting to have them back on the track.
Did Harley Reid get a bit of an ankle injury today?
No, I think he's strapped it up and he's all good to go. He came back out, so I think he's good to go.
That'll be pleasing for Eagles fans. He's a name, we spoke about it a lot on the program last night, and I'm probably leaning into it now by asking you about it. But how's he handling everything, you think, given, you know, he's on the back page of the paper pretty much every other day?
Yeah, he's definitely been a very hyped up player, but we can't forget that he's only, you know, 18, and he's just like all the other players come in. So he's got a great attitude, and he just wants to get better and do what's best for the team. So he's been really good. Obviously, he's a generation talent. He does things a lot of us can't do out there. So it's really exciting to have him. But yeah, he's just becoming a real pro, and he's focusing on that. So he'll be a great player for us in the future.
Yeah, it's a real balancing act. If he got the sort of talent you're talking about there, it's going to be hard to keep the lid on it, even if it's off well and truly already. Did you both go down with cramp on the weekend? Was that it? I think most people were a little worried about both of you.
Yeah, ended up to be, yep, just cramps for the both of us. It was a pretty hot, humid night. I think it got the better of me in the fourth quarter there. But, yeah, I did come down pretty awkward from a marking contest, but yeah, thankfully it was just cramp, and thankfully it's just cramp for Harley as well. I was a bit worried myself when I seen him hobbling off, but yeah, it's all good.
Good to hear. And just finally, for you, obviously into a third season now, are you feeling a lot more comfortable just at that level, and the fact that you can sort of keep taking your game to another level?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm at the stage now where I feel very confident to go out there and, you know, put my best foot forward. So, you know, your first couple of games, it's very nerve-wracking and you don't know what's to come. But, yeah, I'm confident in my body now, and I know what my role is and how to execute it. So, yeah, I'm having lots of fun playing out there with the boys, and we're excited for hopefully a good, strong year.
Great to hear. Brady, thanks so much for your time. Really appreciate it. Go well against the Crows on Saturday.
No worries. Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Now's the time to upgrade to a new Ram truck. With unrivaled Hemi V8 power and a max brake towing capacity of up to 4.5 tonnes. With quick delivery available right now, you can get behind the wheel of a new Ram faster than ever. Stocks are limited, so see your Ram dealer or visit ramtrucks.com.au today. Ram eats everything else for breakfast. Stock and delivery times vary by model and dealer.
Coming up next, we've got brand new music from a really exciting artist about to drop their debut album called Save Up to $500 off a range of devices at Telstra.
Deals you didn't see coming from Telstra. Offers end March 4.